Later this week, Colorado will open up eligibility to COVID-19 vaccines to anyone 16 and older who wants to be inoculated later this year. At a news conference Monday, Colorado Governor Jared Polis announced the state will move to Phase 2, the final general public stage of its vaccination distribution plan, on Friday, April 2nd.
For everybody 16 and up, we'll be eligible for the Pfizer vaccine. Everybody 18 and up for the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Those are the ages that they're approved for by the FDA. There are currently trials underway for 12 to 15. We're hopeful that that can occur before school gets back in the fall. But this is a really important step that Colorado will be taking. Doesn't mean that everybody in previous categories has been vaccinated, but it means we're now reaching this wide level of vaccine distribution. This week, we got over 400,000, about 413,000 vaccines in Colorado. They're all going into arms within a few days. We have our large vaccination sites up and going. We're ready for many more, and we expect that we will be getting more vaccines in the coming weeks.
Governor Polis stressed that the virus is still widespread in Colorado and people should continue to wear masks and practice social distancing. He said there are still supply constraints and people won't be able to get vaccinated immediately. Appointments this week are largely booked by people who are eligible because of their age or health conditions, so younger people will need to be patient. Additionally, anyone with a single high-risk health condition rather than the previously required two currently is eligible. Meanwhile, Colorado's mask mandate is going to last a few more weeks. During the Monday news conference, Governor Polis said he's unlikely to turn decisions over to local officials before mid-April. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
The mask mandate, a public health order, was set to expire on Saturday, April 3rd. Denver CBS 4 reports that Polis said that once the order is passed on to local guidelines, the only types of events that will still be under state guidance will be larger events where thousands of people will gather, such as sporting events. These events will still be able to take place. Polis said that if you have had the vaccine, you can feel safe getting back to a more normal routine. But if you're not vaccinated, the virus is still widespread in Colorado, and you wouldn't want to get the virus now in the final weeks or months of the pandemic. Although the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment said last week that some counties could soon get an exemption to the statewide mandate, experts say people should keep wearing masks at this point in the pandemic, and they might want to keep them for protection in the fall from other respiratory viruses. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
Boulder County Public Health reported 66 new COVID-19 cases as of Monday, no deaths in over 2 weeks, and no additional hospitalizations. The 66 new cases bring the county's total cases to 20,538. A public memorial service for the Boulder police officer killed in last week's mass shooting at the King Soopers grocery store will be held today. In-person attendance will be limited due to COVID-19 restrictions, but the 11 a.m. service for Eric Talley will be broadcast live on local news stations and online. Officials are reminding residents in East Boulder County, particularly Erie and Lafayette, that the procession for Officer Talley will temporarily impact traffic this morning as it leaves from Thornton at 9:50 and arrives at the Flatirons Church in Lafayette. That's 355 West South Boulder Road around 10:30. Several intersections on Arapahoe Road will be impacted but should reopen about 10 a.m. Many city employees have indicated they plan to join the memorial service in person or virtually, and as a result, all City of Boulder buildings and facilities are closed today and employees have the day off, except for those in essential roles that provide critical services, such as those in life safety positions. All City of Boulder public meetings and city-sponsored engagement events will also be canceled, and including the Racial Equity Guiding Coalition meeting that was scheduled and new board commission member orientation. A group of University of Colorado Boulder students rallied in front of the North Library, the Norland Library on campus yesterday, reading aloud the names of the 10 people killed last Monday. The group Students Demand Action then led a moment of silence. A volunteer for the group said their purpose is to decrease gun violence and increase public safety across our nation. Volunteer Hannah Sanders added that the number of shootings happening around the country seems countless, and all communities deserve to feel safe. Well, bald eagle populations in Colorado and across the nation have quadrupled in the last decade after once being on the brink of extinction. A new report just out from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service finds more than 315,000 bald eagles in the lower 48 states, including 70,000 nesting pairs, after years of conservation efforts and protections, including a ban on pesticides such as DDT. John Kantner with the National Wildlife Federation says the current numbers have exceeded biologists' expectations from the last few decades after bald eagles reached an all-time low of slightly more than 400 nesting pairs in 1963.
The thought now that there are, you know, many pairs nesting in the state, it's absolutely incredible. I see eagles all the time. That's a recent phenomenon.
Kantor says bald eagles were listed as endangered from 1973 until 2007. Colorado is a popular wintering area for bald eagles, and the midwinter count showed a stable population of about 800 eagles. While bald eagle populations are on the upswing, research shows other American bird populations are dropping. Nearly 3 billion birds have been lost in the last 50 years. Kantor is urging Congress to pass the Recovering America's Wildlife Act to protect species before they're on the brink of extinction. The first meeting of the Colorado Independent Legislative Redistricting Commission is set for today. The 12-member commission is bipartisan, including representation from Republicans, Democrats, and unaffiliated voters. The commission will be responsible for determining the boundaries for Colorado's congressional districts and may be tasked with determining the boundaries for an 8th district, dependent upon reapportionment data from the federal government.